Welcome to Thought for June the 21st. Our readings are Ruth chapter 3 and 4, Isaiah chapter 45, and Revelation chapters 1 and 2. Our thought is, what are you making? First, we read today of the climax to the life of Naomi and her Moabite daughter-in-law Ruth, an example of how tragedy can turn out, in the end, to be a blessing and become one of the building blocks, as it were, as part of God's overall plan and purpose. And so Ruth became the great-grandmother of David. God oversees human life, and for those who love God, all things work together for good, as Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Essentially, this is for the good of his purpose. In our Isaiah reading, we see how the Almighty stresses he is the originator of all that exists and has an ultimate purpose in view. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Chapter 45, verses 6 and 7. We also noted that he says, it was my hands that stretched out the heavens, verse 12. And nearly all scientists are now agreed that everything spread out apparently to infinity from a big bang. But most think it was by chance. We noted in particular verse 15, truly you are a God who hides yourself. We have to apply our minds to realize there must be a creator, an utterly incredible designer. The efforts over the last 150 years to prove beyond doubt that Darwinian evolution is true have ended in dismal failure, although not all are honest enough to admit this. But a surprising number are. The question in verse 9 is so interesting, so appropriate for God to ask, woe to him or her who strives with him who formed him, a pot among earthen pots. Does the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles? We know that God's work has handles. We mentally grasp them the more diligently we read the Bible. How good is your grasp? We all need to work at getting a really firm grip on the true meaning of life, and then to feel inspired by our heartfelt awareness of what God is making, and the utterly awesome wonders to come when his work is complete, described to us largely in symbolic language as we read on in the book of Revelation. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that that Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.